The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you've had yourself an amazing Wednesday. This is the start of the show. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer holding things down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We got a lot to get into here on this Wednesday. It's my job to help you get over the hump. It's my job to get you over hump day and to get you closer to the weekend. We got a lot to get into. How about this? The fight took place a couple of days ago, but now we have Cam Ward saying that he enjoyed getting into it with his teammate who shoved him in the face, Jeffrey Simmons. Wow, what a world. The Saints quarterback situation, they don't have a Cam Ward. They're choosing between Spencer Rattler and Chuck. That's an ugly decision to make. And good luck to the Saints. Hard Knocks was on last night featuring the Buffalo Bills. This has to be the worst edition of Hard Knocks ever. It's just getting worse and worse every year. Aaron Glenn, concerned that the New York Jets offense is getting worse. Apparently the New York Jets have offense is so bad, so ugly, they had a secret practice on Sunday. Aaron Rodgers, no secrets here. He is not going to play in the preseason at all here with the Steelers. Cam Hayward is back at work. Vikings are looking for some wide receiver help. As a matter of fact, we're going to have Luke Braun joining us next hour to talk about these Minnesota Vikings. I know a Cam Ward and Simmons almost got into a fight. Jake Paul and Gervonta Davis are going to fight? This is like a 100-pound mismatch. And of course, it is Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the top six athletes who retired too soon. John Wall hung him up yesterday. Andrew Luck recently said, hey, man, I regret hanging him up. We're going to talk about some athletes who just left at the peak of their careers. We'll do that top six list 2 hours from now. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It is Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. It's been that way all day long. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And you can find me online at JR Sport Brief. And if you want to call, you can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Botcha, how are you?
I'm great. I prefer a Wednesday. It doesn't feel like a Wednesday, if you know what I mean.
Not, I don't. Why doesn't it feel like Wednesday to me?
I don't know. It feels like the week is flying. I don't know why.
Oh, well, that's a good thing, right? Would you prefer the week stay stagnant?
Oh, no, not at all. But it just, there's a different aura and smell to the air today.
Oh, are you sure you didn't pass anybody on the subway?
Well, I think I did, but that's a separate issue.
Oh, well, there's a lot of cases. Oh, how could I possibly even forget this? Botcher, happy National Radio Day to you.
Happy National Radio Day. We're national.
So what do we get like prizes or gifts? Do we exchange gifts? Like what happens?
If you noticed, we had 10 Odyssey points added to our account today.
What do I get? 10 Odyssey. What can I buy with 10 Odyssey? A sticker?
Well, if you save up your Odyssey points, you can get a backpack, portable charger, right, some other stuff, or enter into a raffle to win, I think, $1,000.
Oh, nice. Great. Terrific. I love it here at Odyssey. I love it. I can't wait to get my hands on how many points is a portable charger? I got 10 points. A portable charger is what, 1,000 points?
I don't think it's 1,000. I think it's like, I have to double check, but it's in the 200s range, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'll never see it. I'm better off getting a portable charger at, I don't know, CVS, right? Better off that way.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, possibly. Anyway, happy National Radio Day to everybody. I myself have been here on the Infinity Sports Network since up the year 2000. No, here I go. 2000 didn't exist. 2020. the pandemic. The JR Sport Brief Show got started here on the Infinity Sports Network in 2020, March of 2020, not too long before I accepted the job. You know, of course, the pandemic came right before I was to start and said, here you have it, no sports for you. I've grown up around media and sports and radio my entire life. Shout outs to and rest in peace to my uncle Fat Man Scoop, who just I had no intentions of getting into radio. None at all. None whatsoever. I grew up around him and in Hot 97 and seeing him and a lot of great DJs and musicians and artists. Always wanted to work on the business side of things. But then it wasn't too long before I started the JR Sport Briefing on YouTube in 2009 that it seemed like a kind of a natural opportunity to talk about sports in New York. I actually did TV in New York before I did radio. Shout outs to all the wonderful people at CBS4. Shout outs to the wonderful people at CNN, the sports department, getting me on the air there. And then I moved into podcasting. I did a podcast with CBS that took me to WFAN in New York City. Shout outs to old good old Mark Chernoff, which then moved me over to the national side after being requested to come to Atlanta to work on V103, our number one hip hop station in the Odyssey family, and also 92.9 The Game. So, hey, it's amazing. A lot of people want to go from, you know, online and do what I do. I'm happy to say I'm one of the first people to do it successfully, and I'm still here, and I'm not going anywhere. We got plenty of cool things coming this way. So it's great to be here on the radio waves, not just in New York or Atlanta, but just all over the country. And that's the beautiful thing about radio. You can still touch and reach people. I still get plenty of amazing messages and kind words, which I always appreciate. It's always been a cool thing, whether it comes from online or whether people are calling up and saying awesome things. You still have a connection in radio that you cannot get from a podcast. And radio has changed. It's digital. It's in your car. It's over the air. It's on your Alexa. It's on your Google. But the fact that you can still reach out and touch people is something that is lost on a podcast. So happy National Radio Day to everybody out there. Thank you for listening on the radio, however the heck you're listening. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know what? I guess this is a great opportunity to talk about the interactions you can have on the radio. Let's go ahead and pick up the phone lines now, and then I'm going to talk about Cam Ward, because who appreciates getting smacked in the face? Cam Ward does, as he's just a different individual. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines and talk to Caden. Caden is here from Pennsylvania. Caden, happy National Radio to you. Radio Day to you. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Yeah, happy National Radio Day to you as well, JR.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Just real quick, remind me the name of the Packers wide receiver they picked up. Is it Love Gold, right?
No. Oh, in the draft, Matthew Golden, yeah. Out of Texas.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, I thought it was Love Gold. So just want to ask you, do you think for the Packers franchise, do you think he's the right pick for the Packers? Because honestly, I'm a big Packers fan, and I think he's the right pick for me. But what do you think?
Well, thank you, Caden, for calling from Pennsylvania. I think the answer is yes. I mean, when you're the Green Bay Packers, and unfortunately they're trying to get over the hump, one of the larger issues with their wide receivers outside of all of the injuries that you had guys suffer last year, like Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs is always hurting in and out of the lineup. You had your own starting running back, Josh Jacobs, who had an amazing year himself coming over from the Las Vegas Raiders. Josh Jacobs is there for 1 year. And at the end of the season, Josh Jacobs goes, hey, you know what we need here with the Green Bay Packers? We need a number one wide receiver. And you rarely hear players talk about what a team needs. You rarely ever hear players kind of lobby management for what they need to do. He was not shy in telling everybody, we need a wideout. And that's exactly what they went ahead and did. Matthew Golden played that 1 year at Texas, hauled in, I think, almost 1,000 yards receiving, about 9-10 touchdowns. He is expected to be the guy. He's built like a truck. He's built like a tank. He's certainly at the draft with his big old chain and his outfit. He looked like a star wide receiver. And I think he's the type of dude who can go out there and back it up. And so I'd be less concerned at this point with the wide receiver. Of course, he has to go out there and show what he can do. I'd be more concerned about Jordan Love. I mean, we've talked about that enough. You don't want your starting quarterback, you don't want your star quarterback busted up. Last year, first game of the season down in Brazil, Jordan Love, leg injury, okay? This time around, in preseason, he has an issue right now this minute with his hand. God bless him. This is offhand. He doesn't need it. They wrapped it up, and this is the situation that we're in. I wouldn't be concerned about their offense. They're going to be fine. What I would be concerned about is whether or not Jordan Love can stay on the football field all season long. No minor bumps, no minor issues, no injuries. I mean, it's a tough division that they got to play in, okay? It's enough that the Bears, I think, are going to be on the come up. Minnesota Vikings, we don't know what they're doing. You still got the Detroit Lions there as well. So let's see what happens with these Green Bay Packers, okay? I wouldn't worry about all of their wide receivers. They can still spread the ball out. Another guy to spread the ball out to if he doesn't turn out to be a superstar. But ultimately, you need Jordan Love out there to get the job done. Everybody knows how important the quarterback is. Which leads me to this. For the first time since their scuffle on Monday, Cam Ward spoke to the media. And the scuffle that we heard about with the Tennessee Titans, it's nice that Cam Ward is in the news, by the way. There have been so many stories about Shador and Dylan Gabriel. Everybody's getting attention, except for the guy selected number one overall by the Titans. It took him getting shoved in the face by his own teammate, Jeffrey Simmons, who had no problem last year with getting in a reporter's face. We discussed this earlier in the week. Jeffrey Simmons also had no issue with beating up on his sister's female friend a bunch of years ago when he was still in high school. He was arrested for that. Let's just say Jeffrey Simmons is not intimidated by anything or anybody, even if it's his star quarterback. They got into a little tiff. Cam Ward scored, got in his face, taunted him, and then Jeffrey Simmons proceeded to shove him in the face mask. And of course, you hit the quarterback, people are going to start kind of scuffling. We didn't hear anything crazy happening, except for, hey, it's not a good idea to hit the star of the team. Well, Cam Ward spoke today, and he says, you know what, my relationship with Jeff Simmons, we good. I ain't got no problem with it.
Well, that's me and Jeff's relationship. I wake up, I get here, he damn near the first one, I'm ready to talk shit. So, and he the first one who come in my head every day of practice, so he lets me know. And so, you know, I'm excited to have him as my teammate. I mean, I think the biggest thing about Jeff is that he goes hard every play. Y'all get a chance to see it out here in practice. And he's somebody who you look up to as a young guy because of how hard they work, you know, on and off the field in the community that Jeff does. But he's a great team player. He's a great teammate. And I'm just excited to, you know, I'm not the one getting hit by him.
No, okay. Well, you got hit in the face yesterday by him. I mean, it'd be a whole nother story if he decided to, you know, hook the guy by the legs and drag him into the ground. And Cam Ward is correct in that regard. And let's just say Jeff Simmons, he didn't want to talk about the altercation too much. Listen to this.
The training camp, temper flares, move on, and then that day, you know, can't touch the quarterback. It's the same thing. If we joint practice and somebody touch our quarterback, trust me, I'm going to be the first one in there. So I respect the hell out of our offense for having their quarterback back, having our quarterback back. But at the end of the day, you know, it's football. We, you know, offensive line, defensive line, trenches, it's hot, temper flare. We all tired. At the end of the day, we family. We moved on from it. We're not going to keep talking about it each and every day. It happened yesterday. We came back to work as a team. Yesterday, we left it on the field. Came back, got the correction, moved on. So I'm done talking about it. That's it. Any football questions, you know, that's that.
Oh, well, yeah, he was done talking about it yesterday until Cam Ward spoke about it today. Now, if we got to hear from Cam Ward and we got to hear from Jeff Simmons, we have to hear from the head coach, right? Brian Callahan put in his two cents. Ain't nobody hitting him. You hit the head coach, there's a good chance that you'll end up off the team and probably out of the league, and then maybe also with a little bit of a lawsuit. Brian Callahan, this is what he had to say about hitting the quarterback with the bright red jersey that you're not supposed to touch.
Well, of course, you don't want the quarterback being touched. The flip side of it is the quarterback enters willingly into the fray like that, then that's on him as well. So he's got to not do that and enter himself into that spot. But yeah, we don't want a red jersey getting touched. So that's what it is.
I love it. A Cam Ward story about Cam Ward being aggressive. I love it. A Cam Ward story that doesn't have to do anything, whether or not he's going to start, whether or not he's going to play. A Cam Ward story, not about a backup, but about Cam Ward being what? Aggressive. Ready to play. Like, I don't know. I've never seen this guy throw a pass in the NFL yet. Not one. Saw him play at Miami. I love everything that I hear about him. It just sounds like Cam Ward is going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL for a long time. I mean, it would be shocking if this dude ends up being a bust. You hear the stories about how he's there early. They have to take away his keys and say, hey, man, get the hell up on out of here. You love the stories. I remember they were saying, hey, remember he was having a chat with Shador. Shador said, you don't want to make music, let's do a record. Even if he was joking, Cam Ward said, listen, man, I don't want to be associated with anything but football. And the way the media and sports is right now, and I don't knock the athletes for making money. Make as much money as you can while you can go out there and get it. But we have so many athletes that need to have a podcast, that need to be heard, that they don't necessarily put the same amount of attention into to what they do on the court, onto the field, that they don't, they're not prepared for the repercussions, that they want to complain when people complain about them. Let your work do the talking while you're playing. Max out your money, but max out the main thing. Cam Ward is about the main thing. There are no stories. There are no songs. There are no podcasts. It's just football. Oh, I'm rooting for him. I want to see him help turn the Tennessee Titans around. I want to see this team that went 3-14 in a couple of seasons, I want to see them back in the postseason. And I know what Jaden Daniels did last year. You get a rookie who comes in, changes the fortunes of the franchise, and boom, they're one step away from the Super Bowl. I'm not expecting that with Cam Ward. I don't think anybody is. But if he can turn the Tennessee Titans into a contender over the next few years as the centerpiece, oh, that's success. And the way that he prepares and what we hear, I'm here for it. The guy's like a sponge. Here's Cam Ward. Hey, did you learn anything from this experience?
Did I learn anything from it? Just strong as I would say. It was fun at the same time. And I think it was what we needed, though. I mean, we love competing, especially me, Jeff. And, you know, I'm excited to have that man as my teammate. And so, I mean, I can't wait to see what he do. You know, Sundays, I already know what he about, but I get to see the real thing coming soon.
Oh, lovely. He found out how strong defensive tackles in the league are. And yeah, he happens to be one of them out of Mississippi State. I'm waiting for Cam Ward. I'm waiting for him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's National Radio Day. It's Wednesday. About 2 hours from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the top six athletes who retire too soon. Hey, next hour, we're going to talk some more NFC. NFC North specifically. Hey, we're going to talk about the Minnesota Vikings. Luke Braun is going to join us because it looks like they're looking for a little bit of help. And of course, what the heck is J.J. McCarthy going to look like? We have no idea. And then when we come back from break, you know, we had a starting quarterback named yesterday with Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson with the Colts. We have a team. I think they are even worse. They're going to be worse than the Indianapolis Colts. The Saints quarterback situation is horrific. We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. We'll talk about Hard Knocks, which also I think is horrific. We got a lot to do. This is the start of the show. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's nice that we have so many teams in the NFL that have made decisions about their quarterback situation. You know, we obviously just talked about the Tennessee Titans. We know that Cam Ward was going to be the guy from day one. And Will Levis said, all right, I know this. Let me go get some surgery. The Cleveland Browns, they say Joe Flacco is the guy. We knew that was going to be the case. The Indianapolis Colts yesterday, not much of a surprise, giving the reins, handing the reins over to Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson. And that leaves us really with one team that hasn't named their starting quarterback. This team is going to have it bad. It's not going to be good. One of my favorite cities on planet Earth, the Saints of New Orleans. Their fans are going to suffer. Why? Well, A, because Drew Brees is gone. And they've been trying to figure out who the hell the guy is going to be post-Drew Brees. What a shock, what a surprise, right? It was never going to be as rosy post-Drew Brees. Everybody has to feel a little bit of the pain. Well, they bring on Derek Carr. Derek Carr has to retire. Okay, this team was so damn bad, and Sean Payton saw the writing on the wall. He says, you know what? I don't even need to be here. The man ran away, went to television, and now he's coaching a quarterback that he wants and Bo Nix out in Denver. Meanwhile, you have the Saints here who have a new head coach in Kellen Moore. Used to be a whipping boy, one of them, for Jerry Jones down in Dallas. And now he's running the show for the Saints. Unfortunately for Kellen Moore, who was a backup himself, backup QB. I think he's making a decision who's going to start between two backup QBs. Spencer Rattler, who's moving now into his second year, coming over from South Carolina. And then Tyler Shuck, who's coming over from Louisville. And I feel like Tyler Shuck might have played like 10 years of college football. This guy played so much college football at one point in time on the Oregon Ducks. He was a backup to Justin Herbert. And Tyler Shuck is about to be 26 years old in September. And I don't know, maybe he ends up being the greatest thing old man since Kurt Warner. I have no idea. But if you're in a quarterback battle with Spencer Rattler right now, that's not saying too much for the entire team. This is like going to a bad restaurant and going, do you want chicken or do you want steak? They're both bad. I like chicken, I like steak, but if you're going to serve me bad chicken or steak, what difference does it make at that point in time? And so the Saints, who went 5-12 last year, I think they might be in store for the same exact thing. Even though Spencer Rattler has, I'm not going to say much more experience, he has a little bit more. Last season, 1,300 yards passing, 4 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Yuck. Okay, he completed 57% of his passes. Is he athletic enough to run around in the NFL like he did at South Carolina? I think not. And when you're getting flushed out the pocket, I don't expect positive results. And people are very high on Tyler Shuck. He's 6'5". He's built like a truck. Big arm. Can he do this in the NFL? It's not looking good right now for the Saints at all. Kellen Moore, he spoke to the media and he talked about their quarterback battle. Battle of the uglies.
No, it's close. We look at every aspect of this quarterback situation, and so it's really, really close. Numbers, experiences, reps, everything. It's going all the way back to start of training camp. Everything is very, very close between this group, and so we'll see how it all plays out. We'll get there. We still got a little bit of time on our side, and so we'll just continue to work through these practices and put ourselves in position for Denver, and then we'll be good to go from there.
Depressing. Depressing, that's it. This is so depressing that even Tyrann Mathieu said, you know what, I'm retiring. I'm not doing this. The guy said, I'm not sticking around for this quarterback battle. I don't care how much money they're going to pay me. I've made enough money. I've put some money away. I've saved up some cash. I love New Orleans. I'm from Louisiana, but I'm not even doing this crap. I could find something better to do. Tyrann Mathieu said, I don't need to be a part of this. About 90 minutes from now, I'm going to give you a new top six list. We're going to take a look and some of the best players to retire at their peak, the top six athletes who retire too soon. And Tyrann Mathieu may not be on the list, but I can't blame him for leaving this crap show. It has been equal. And listening to Kellen Moore describe it is just depressing. It's a sign of things to come for all the fans of the Saints. I'm sorry. I'll probably make it down to a game. I was going to say it'll cost me nothing. It still will cost me nothing. I'll probably get myself a good seat instead of sitting up in that press box. And shout out to the wonderful people at the Saints, though. But their press boxes, they got me sitting with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, that's how high they have me up in the clouds. That media, I mean, they don't care. They're like, we don't care if you see the game. We don't care at all. But anyway, between Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck, they've been equally as bad here in their two preseason games. They have one more left, ironically, against Denver. And so now Sean Payton can look at them and go, man, I'm glad I left this crap. Spencer Rattler has completed 25 of 35 passes, 252 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Tyler Shuck, he's completed 24 of 34 passes for 231 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. These guys' numbers, just in the preseason, they are identical. And the fact that you have two quarterbacks, you got to pick between one or the other. You want to have a discrepancy between numero uno and number two. And the fact that they're running the race and nobody is winning, that they're neck and neck, is indicative of what you can expect to be a poor season in New Orleans. I don't think Drew Brees can move around the same way. Drew Brees would probably have more success than these two guys. No disrespect to Spencer Rattler. No disrespect to Tyler Shuck. Ain't nobody excited to see these guys, not even the quarterback. And the media in Louisiana, they're funny. Somebody actually looked at Kellen Moore and said, are you deceiving the public? Is this a matter of gamesmanship? Are you trying to outsmart the other teams? Are you trying to kind of keep this under wraps? He's like, no, I don't have anything to hide. Both of our guys suck. Listen to this.
We haven't named one. So we haven't gone through that. Once we make that decision, they'll know, and then you guys will know. We're not hiding anything, guys. Don't worry.
We're not hiding anything. There's nothing to hide. We know they're bad. Yeah, and of course he didn't say his quarterbacks suck. I did. Yeah, I think I'm gonna make a trip to go see the Saints. I hope so. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If I go as a member of the media, I gotta bring my binoculars. I don't own a pair, but I got to buy some. Yo, Marco Belletti, have you been in the Superdome, Marco?
I have never, no.
Bro, they've remodeled it. Where the media sits, I can touch the roof.
You up by the lights?
Bro, I feel like the ceiling dips a little bit, and I think I'm higher than the ceiling, bro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've been in a couple where, honestly, you almost feel like you could touch the lights. You can almost feel the burn from them. And you're looking down, and you're like, wait, who's playing?
Yeah, you have no idea. You can feel the lights, yeah. If I sat up there and had a prayer, my prayer would get answered before anybody down on the ground, okay? That's how high up I am.
And I get we're, like, last to be concerned about, but at the same time, it's like, can you give us, like, 10, 15 feet? We don't need a lot of room. Can I see the game? Can you figure out, can I see it a little bit?
Hey, shout-outs to the Atlanta Hawks. They have the media on the concourse.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. And the Saints, well, I just told you, they have you up in the heavens. You cannot get any higher. Can't get any higher. And shout-outs to the Saints. You can get a ticket for $5 right on the field. I can't wait for that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, Saints are going to be bad. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about something else that is just bad. The Buffalo Bills on Hard Knocks. Yes. If there's a way to cancel Hard Knocks, they should cancel it after yesterday. Hard Knocks has been a complete waste of time this year. Where's the controversy? Where's the fun? Where are the stories? Oh, this is a good team? It doesn't exist? I'm going to give you some highlights or some lowlights on the other side of the break. The New York Jets, their season hasn't even started. Looks like the New York Jets are trying to ward off some lowlights. How do the New York Jets already have controversy, right? How's the head coach already mad about things coming out with the media? I guess it's the Jets, that's why. I'll explain on the other side these two AFC East teams. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, and right now it is time for a news flash. Here he is, Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, before we went to break, I had to let you know about this. The one team that doesn't have its quarterback situation settled yet. That's the New Orleans Saints. Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler. Yeah, this is going to be an ugly one. I got to admit, I love Hard Knocks. No, not me getting beat up. I don't like that. I don't pay for that stuff. I like Hard Knocks on HBO. I like Hard Knocks, NFL, showing guys maybe I'm ruthless, maybe I'm cutthroat, maybe I'm just a jerk, possibly, maybe all three. I like watching these guys beat the hell out of each other. I like looking at the behind the scenes. I like seeing some of the personalities. A genius idea. NFL players hidden behind helmets and face guards and masks to actually have a series that highlights the process, the beatings that they take, and the preparation and the rigors of NFL training camp. I'm not doing it. A little bit of a secret, not much of one anymore. There was a point in time where I was enlisted in the Marines. I was. Delayed entry program, I didn't go. I'm still here. And I was exercising. I'm going on jogs and I'm running around. And I'm like, damn, man. Shout outs to people who actually go and serve. Much love to them. I didn't even get in. I just was exercising. And you look at NFL, I'm like, it's not the military. But you have to be disciplined. You have to have discipline. You got to get up and work. You got to take the pain. You know you're going to feel it. And we've had some episodes of Hard Knocks where the players are giving it all. They're getting hurt. You see careers end. You see injuries that take guys out. You have another appreciation for the guys who put their bodies on the line for a lot of money, if you're good. Also for a lot of pain, a lot of injury. But this year's Hard Knocks, it sucks. It's not a team with a new quarterback, new coach. It's the Buffalo Bills, who every year, every season, serve us the same old, same old. A lot of regular season success, but ultimately not getting past the Kansas City Chiefs. It's kind of miserable. It's kind of bad. It just sucks. What was the most interesting thing this year in Hard Knocks? What, just James Cook and his new contract? Like, oh, here we are, the Buffalo Bills again. Are they finally going to beat the Chiefs? There's nothing new to see here. We got guys riding the horses. Ed Oliver showing us his horses. And this last night's episode was just nauseating. And not because of Tre'Davious White and his 5-pound socks full of sweat. But ultimately, there's nothing interesting here. The Buffalo Bills, they got nothing going on in the preseason. I mean, I guess Tre'Davious White wringing out his socks was the most thing. God bless you if you're in your car right now or at home. You don't have the visual. But listen to this.
Come on, bro. I got my shoes wet and they're heavy now. I hate that my body like this, bro. It ain't that it's a lot of years, bro. That I be sweating like this. I hate that. I can't even like plant and break. He gave me the Dollar General socks. Oh, man. All in a day's work, Max. All in a day's work, brother. Love this, bro. The rookie in the vet.
Yeah, he had to change his socks. It's not unusual. Professional athletes, you know, change their shoes, their socks, a jersey at halftime so they don't run around in the same damn thing. They sweat it up for the first half. But this man, he wrang a bucket of liquid out of his socks. One sock, I'm exaggerating, but it could have filled up a milk carton. Like, he's like, yeah, I can't even run or plant my feet. Oh, yuck. Okay, and that went viral. But I don't think anybody was tuning in for that. And then the biggest story, James Cook and his contract extension. Man, after he actually signed it, man, the general manager, Brandon Bean, was looking at him like, hey, you know you can smile. You know you can be excited. You know you can be happy. And James Cook is like, man, I don't care. I just want to relax, play football, relax, play football.
They drafted me here for a reason, I feel like, and believe in me, it's been awesome for
3, 2, 1.
Jimbo, you know you can smile.
There we go.
Congrats, dude.
Now that the contract is finally done, I can kick my feet up and just play football.
Yeah, they got to tell the guy to smile when they take a photo. Like, come on, man. Aren't you happy we giving you, what do you get, $12 million a year? Aren't you happy about this, bruh? Like, at least at minimum, you can smile about it. So we got one guy wringing out his shoes. We got a dude who didn't even have that big of a contract beef. Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys, this was not, even though he stopped playing for a week. Then you got the offensive lineman, Connor McGovern. This guy's making pizza for the team. You got guys making pizza, wringing out their socks, signing contracts. This just sounds like a day at the office. There's nothing exciting about this. Listen to Connor McGovern and his pizza party. Come on.
Getting in the right headspace is important. But when visiting the McGoverns, saving room for dinner is a must.
I think this is the least amount of like running around we've done before a pizza party.
We were so much more prepared this time.
I know. So where I'm from, Pennsylvania, we have very good pizza, a lot of good Italian food. And when I got drafted to Dallas, Dallas doesn't really have that great of stuff. So during COVID, I was bored by myself and just taught myself how to make pizza. When I got up here, started telling the guys about it, we were 5-5, we were playing the Jets. We ended up having a pizza party, everyone loved it, and then we won. Then we started doing it every other week, and then we went on this winning streak, made it to the playoffs. The year after that, we just continued it, and now instead of just the offensive line, we have everyone over, and there's about 30 to 40 people every time.
I don't know, maybe if he stops the pizza party, they'll go to the Super Bowl. I don't know. It's not what I'm used to at Hard Knocks. Ringing out socks, signing contracts, and just not caring, nothing interesting about it, pizza parties. That's not what I'm used to. I remember Keith Armstrong about 10 years ago, one of the assistant coaches with the Falcons. I remember him killing his guys on defense. This is what I want from Hard Knocks, and we're not getting any of this.
What did I tell you about your feet?
Not so what?
And I told you to do what? Go back and attack the man, correct? You understand? And you wonder why I'm on your ass all the time. Because you like to do everything your way. You understand? You're going to do it my way. Got it? That's one man talking to another man. I'm not in the bathroom talking behind your back, talking about I'm a man. I'm coming to talk right in your face, and I'm telling you, do it the way I tell you to do it. You got it? That's a man. I told you to your face. What I tell you to do? I said get what? I said get what first? What I tell you to do? I said get the push first. Right? I said get 2 yards of push on the 3 count, didn't I? You do what I tell you to do, okay? You understand, Smith? You ain't good enough to be an ass. Do you understand that? You understand that? Do what I tell you to do.
Man, well, I want some more of that. But who's Sean McDermott yelling at? Nobody. What's he going to yell at? Like Josh Allen? What did I do? Josh Allen's like, man, if I was not here, there'd be no team. So just shut up and leave me alone. And by the way, what you heard, well, that was Keith Armstrong. He was yelling at former NFL running back Devontae Freeman. I can't believe we've already reached the place where Devontae Freeman is not even in the NFL anymore. That's crazy. Couple of Pro Bowl seasons, played about 6-7 years, and he's done. Shows you how crazy it is to get the running backs in the league. Well, he was only about 5'8". Maybe that's why he had trouble out there blocking, and that's why he was getting lit up. That's the Hard Knocks I want. I need real contract disputes and angry players. Where's the Terrell Owens? I mean, where's the T.O.? We don't have one. The Buffalo Bills are so vanilla, there's nothing for them to do but go to the Super Bowl and winning. They're nothing else. I would have been more entertained with the Saints at Hard Knocks. I'd be more entertained with the New York Jets at Hard Knocks. They got a new coach. Damn it, we got the Bears last year with Caleb Williams. That was boring. The Caskies didn't want the players on TV cursing. That was boring. I got to think of who we need next. Dallas Cowboys might as well be their own reality series all year. We don't need that. Do better next year. Let's go back to the Raiders or something, or the Browns. We need crap teams to come through and be a part of Hard Knocks. That would make me happy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Damn it, we could have had the Jets again. Oh, we just had it with Aaron Rodgers. That was at least interesting. Anyway, the New York Jets in the news again. Not for good reasons. And Aaron Rodgers, a former New York Jet, well, he's always in the news. But don't expect to see him in the preseason. I'll explain on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.